Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, birthday party bags for children are a long-standing tradition, but they're now facing growing debate because parents are questioning the cost and the waste and the necessity of these take-home treats. We're joined by Irish Times journalist Jen Hogan. And Jen, you're very welcome as always. Before we get to party bags, I want to ask you about this news that Dublin Zoo has changed its exit route, meaning all customers now have to leave through the gift shop. It's been met also with some anger from a number of parents. Lots of texting on this as well that we'll get to in a moment. What do you make of it?
Look, I have to be honest, I'm with the parents who are objecting to it. I think it's really unfair on parents. I think it'll put them under untold pressure. Everyone is not in the same boat, particularly over the summer. It's already a really expensive time for parents. Going to the zoo is a brilliant day out, but it's costly, especially if you have a number of children with you. And the idea that you might be caught in the gift shop at the end too. And it is really hard. It's hard. And I know, yes, parents have to learn to say no, and they do say no, but it's still really, it's a pressure they could do without. And if other children are there getting things, it's just going to make things more difficult on parents. And I wish that they hadn't done it.
Yeah, well, some of the texts in this, one person says, why not have them leave through the gift shop at the zoo? Many airports have the entrance after the security check through duty free, and it's the same thing. And indeed, we did get a statement from Dublin Zoo confirming that it's recently updated its visitor exit route. They say Dublin Zoo is a not-for-profit organisation that does not receive statutory funding and relies on revenue streams to support its day-to-day costs and conservation work. It remains committed to providing a positive experience for all guests, and we value all feedback as part of our ongoing efforts to enhance the visitor experience. I mean, they're not for profit, they have to get money from somewhere.
And I get that, but I just don't know that, you know, targeting stressed parents and pressurised parents, and some of the parents who are there will be there and feeling the pinch and feeling the pressure of the cost of summer, which is a lot. It's a lot of weeks that you're trying to fill in if you're going there, taking the kids out for a treat and a day out. And there's loads of gorgeous teddies that you're drawn to and lots of things like that. If you're drawn to it, it's really hard. A lot of that stuff is very much geared towards children. So, of course, they're going to look for it. I get what they're saying. I think it's a wonderful place.
Sorry,
but I
know Cormac has questions, but would it be better if they put up the ticket price? Like, if they have to get money from somewhere.
It's not inexpensive to go to the zoo.
No, that's the problem. No. It's not inexpensive. No. Like, you know, so.
And my hope is, I know the zoo had funding problems a few years ago, and I think people really rallied behind the zoo because they really value the zoo.
Yeah.
My hope is that people won't vote with their feet and say, look, we can't afford this really if we're being forced through the gift shop. But I mean, in fairness, an awful lot of places do put you through the gift shop or through areas where you might spend a few quid. I don't know. Anyway, 50551 on that if people have an opinion. Can I ask you about party bags? Those sugary plastic bags from hell. Should we bin them, Jen?
Absolutely bin them. Absolutely. I know it's this great idea, or thought of as a great idea, kind of a parting gift, a little bit of bribery to encourage children to finally leave your house or leave the venue and go with them, go forth and take your sweets and plastic junk with you. But look, the world is burning, and it's something that we do have to consider. It's wasteful, it's hassle, it's an additional expense. They really don't need it. And it's just it's a tradition that we've fallen into. It's a habit that we have that we could break.
It's only a party. Please give me the bag. That's what they say.
They've had loads of sweets and treats and stuff at the party. They can manage without the plastic bits of God knows what it only is. And you're standing on it and you're breaking it and you're finding it down the back of the couch, which is all a terrible, terrible waste.
How many years of your life do you reckon you spent putting together party bags? I'd estimate mine in about 3.
I know where this is going.
About 84, I reckon.
I also know the person sitting next to me has never put
going.
A party bag together.
You don't know that for a fact.
No,
you happen to be right, but you don't know that for a fact.
It's putting them together, actually, Jen. I mean, there's the environmental aspect, which I totally agree with. But even if you have stuff that's environmentally friendly in it, putting them together. Oh my God.
Well, maybe you two are to blame then. If you're putting them together, if I was to put them together.
You know, other parents are upping the game.
Your vegetable bag is here.
Pressure.
You can't have an opinion anymore, Cormac. If you don't put them together, you can't have
an opinion. That's what I'm saying. You're the problem. Your vegetable bag is here, kids. Collect your onions.
Go on, Jim.
This is devotion. This is the devotion of motherhood, but it's probably misplaced devotion. And the hassle is huge. They're running out to different shops trying to find things that can go in a party bag that are age appropriate, that work for boys and girls, that won't be too cringy if you get the age wrong. And you're just buying stuff for the sake of it. You're not buying things that they want, need or will use. You're buying stuff to put in the bag and give to them. And yeah, we do it with the best of intentions, but it's time to stop.
Yeah, having said all of that, I have to say my kids can't wait to open them when they get them. Like, they're really excited about them. They actually really enjoy
you
the
have
whole...
have the problem right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Uncertain.
Yeah.
Can't make a decision.
This is all true.
No, I can't.
Time to say no.
I can see, you know, I hate them.
Time to step up to the parenting plate.
Yeah. Okay, time to say no and step up. Fair enough, Jen. Thank you very much. Just one more text from the zoo before we wrap. One person says, whatever happened to parents? Oh, here we go. Whatever happened to parents just saying no? My kids are in their 20s, but I would just tell them nothing was being bought in the gift shop. Why are parents nowadays afraid to lay down the law? And maybe that's it. You say, look, we're leaving now. Eyes closed. You're not getting anything.
Yeah. No to these bags that I'm making you.
Yeah, or that. Jen Hogan, thank you so much as always for joining us. 51551 if you want to get in touch with the programme.